Public Broadcasting Network pilot show called In Plain Sight. This is your host, Jeremy from Kentucky. And in this show, we'll discuss politics, religion, current events, and history. And we'll uncover the truth that hides in plain sight. I want this to be a show where we can kind of discuss some deeper issues, but make it fun from a working class view. So people hopefully aren't rolling their eyes in the back of their head during the broadcast as we just spew out facts. I want this to be a discussion that's down to earth. So I got the name of the show, In Plain Sight. I got the idea from Sherlock Holmes. Really do love the works of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, and I've watched several adaptations on film. And one of the things that Sherlock is quoted as saying is that the art of disguise is knowing how to hide in plain sight. And we see this a lot, that the normal people that trudge along in society, they don't see the full corruption in the government. They're in a perception. They have a perceived reality. And so we want to kind of break through that. I looked it up. I looked up the title to make sure that the show had that, and I uncovered some interesting history. The notion of hiding in plain sight was developed in the 1600s. It was a military tactic, and it was that soldiers could occupy any space on the open battlefield as long as they remained out of the line of view of their enemies. So as, you know, weapons technology and military developed, and the art of camouflage developed, so did this tactic. And then Edgar Allan Poe actually used the concepts before Arthur Conan Doyle in some of his writings, namely the Purloined Letter, published in 1844. And it was about a amateur detective that would the stories were based on him finding clues that were hidden right there in front of everyone in the room in the view of everyone. And this is actually what Sir Arthur Conan Doyle based Sherlock Holmes on. So as a theory, hiding in plain sight relies more on the limits of human perception than outright trickery. So we want to break through the perception. We want to see the truth that's right before our eyes. A little bit about me. I'm Jeremy from Kentucky. A lot of you have heard me on National Bugle as Patrick Slattery's co-host. I'm a history major and a student of political science. Also, I'm an Air Force veteran of 20 years. I own my own business and do kind of a little bit of everything as far as odd jobs. I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver. And it's an honor to be a host here on RBN. I hope that we can have fun with this show and uncover a lot of truth. But we want to keep RBN alive because this is where we get free speech. RBN is kind of like the health spa for free speech, where free speech can come in and relax, have a massage, and lay around with cucumbers on its eyes and while it recovers from the mainstream media abuse. And we need you to donate to help pay the bills. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Look for the menu button in the upper left-hand corner and smash that donate button. Now, on there, you will find several ways that you can donate. You can call in and use a credit card. That's usually what I do. Or you can mail your donation to this address, Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. So, you know, donate. Don't be a dog-faced pony soldier. And I want to hear from you tonight because this is live, and you can call in. Help us out by calling in on the 512 number if you have 3 minutes. That's 512-248-8252. And as we get into the content of the show, maybe you can weigh in and give me your take on it. I would ask that there would be no foul language or Fed posting. We're going to cover that term later. But you know what foul language is, you know what we allow here, basically 1980s primetime. If you couldn't say it on primetime, you probably shouldn't say it here. You should be able to make your point without resorting to foul language. So Mike's got a call drop button, and he's not afraid to use it. Also, you can join the chat. Murr Bailey was very quick to set me up a chat, even though I don't have a website. But the chat is in plain sight. .chatango.com. Now, this is spelled a little different. It's spelled I-N-P-L-A-I-N site.chitango.com. So it's S-I-T-E, not S-I-G-H-T. Just to let you know. So here's a definition of some terms that we're going to be using, and I've already used one of them. This is kind of what you call the lexicon of the alt-right. The first term is based. Maybe you've heard us use that before on the Bugle. Based means that you are who you are, and you don't care if it rubs against the grain. You go against the stereotype. Based would be like I've got a friend that owns a barbecue shop, and he's a black guy, very conservative, American flag out front, Trump supporter. He doesn't go along with the corona hoax, no masks, no social distancing. And that kind of goes against the grain of the black community that he's in there. He's right on the edge of the ghetto, but he's got a top-notch restaurant, comes out to your table, makes sure that everybody's doing all right. Really good guy. He's based, right? Another term that we use is boomer. Probably heard us use that. Of course, this is referring to the baby boomer generation born just after World War II, between 1946 and 1964. So we may use that term as a generational term. We use Zoomer a lot, too. Zoomers are the new generation that we're trying to train to be good American patriots and fight the system. Zoomers were born after about 1998 or so. Another term we use is normie con. This is normal conservative. These are the people that have bought into the perception of reality that's been sold to them. They think that the Bushes were good presidents and that we're fighting the war and terror, you know, because of 9/11 and we got to go fight the Muslims. These are normicons and they don't see the full picture. They're Sean Hannity fans. Probably a lot of them are Rush Limbaugh fans, not so much Tucker audience, but more Hannity and maybe Mark Levin, right? So that's a normicon. These are the people that we're trying to wake up as we present them truth. I use the term Fed posting. So what is that? Well, Patrick covered that extensively on an episode of the Bugle, but I'm going to go over it again. This is anything you do online or on the air that would draw the FBI's attention. We don't want to be talking about overthrowing the government or blowing things up or doing violence. That's Fed posting. That's going to get my door kicked down by the FBI at midnight and my dog shot. So don't want to do that. Another term that we use is WIGNAT. That stands for Wigger National. Now, I think a lot of you might know what a Wigger is. That's a white guy that tries to act like a gangster, right? He shows up at your event, and he's all throwing gang signs, and he's embarrassing, and he's over the top. He's way over the top. So this is a nationalist that's always talking about using racial slurs and talking about white ethnostates and saying things that are going to scare the normie cons away. So we want to avoid that activity. No WIGNATs. Another term we use is globo homo. This is an interesting one. This is a combination of globalism and homosexuality. This is the concept of spreading democracy to these Middle Eastern nations and overthrowing them so that they can experience all of the neoliberal joys of the sexual revolution. Literally, it is a form of neoliberalism. That's kind of a slang word for that. And, you know, there's not most of the left politicians are like this. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, even Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris. I mean, there's no real we call them communists, but they're not really traditional Marxists. They're definitely into capitalism. They're into money, and they're more than glad to work with big corporations to push down on us, the American people. And they're always pushing this agenda of the LGBTQP, and we know what the P stands for. It stands for pedophile, because that's the next thing coming down the pipe. That's what they're going to push on us next. They even already are. So this whole thing would be the globo homo movement, this globalism mixed with liberal philosophies from the sexual revolution. I'm going to use the term gay op. This is a gay operation. And it doesn't necessarily mean homosexuality, even though it could in some context. Gay here meaning like fake or stupid or something that's set up and transparent. A gay op, an example would be if an FBI confidential informant gets an operation, gets you to get some idiot in the group to do an act of violence, and then they say, well, this act of violence was committed by white nationalist terrorists, right? That would be a gay op. Sort of like what happened with the supposed plot to capture the Michigan mayor. And those guys were actually Antifa. But the gay op is that that was probably an FBI operation. And these were leftists. And they wanted to paint the picture that these were white nationalists, you know, patriots wanting to overthrow this governor because she violated the Constitution. So they're trying to paint us all in a bad light. And they set it up, right? The CIA does gay ops. That's pretty much all they do. The Hong Kong riots were gay ops. This was not an organic uprising. You know, the Hong Konganites or whatever you call them, they weren't organically wanting to overthrow the Chinese government. These were CIA actors and people put in place. I mean, the signs were in English, for crying out loud, you know, during these Hong Kong protests and riots. So that's a gay op, a staged operation that makes another group look bad. Another word that we might use is controlled opposition. Now, I think everybody in this audience knows what that is. It's the Orwellian term where you put somebody on the right or on the other side of the system and you get them to draw all the political dissidents in and listen to them. And you redirect that energy. You bring them to the edge of the truth, but you don't ever let them get to the truth. You redirect them at the last minute. Probably the top example of controlled opposition is Sean Hannity. You know, he directs all the normie cons when they get mad and he tells them, well, it's China or it's the Muslims. They never directed at the Zionist powers that are actually pulling the strings, that are actually dominating our elite and our government. The controlled opposition will stop you. They'll get you excited and they'll think that you're going in the right direction, but they'll lead you to an offshoot trail before you get to the truth. These are just some of the terms that we might use and that you can familiarize yourself with as we discuss political events and news headlines and whatnot. Under the controlled opposition, I think Steve Bannon would probably fit this. Now, everyone's familiar with Hunter Biden's laptop. It's all over Twitter. It's everywhere but the mainstream media. It's not there, but people are talking about it. Now, recently, the drunken Judeo master, Boomer Bannon, he released a bunch of sex pictures off of the Hunter Biden laptop. These were all adult prostitutes. And, you know, the normies might think that this is a good thing. We're really sticking it to the Bidens, right? We're releasing all of these pictures of these prostitutes he was with. But the thing is that whatever sexual content is on there is not the issue. Now, I've heard conflicting reports that there were some underage. Maybe there were, maybe there weren't. I wouldn't doubt it. But that's not the issue. See, this is directing your energy somewhere else. This is a tactic of controlled opposition. We don't care about Hunter Biden's sex life. If he was involved with minors, by all means, prosecute him. That's wicked. The issue here is that while Joe Biden was vice president, he was using his position of power to get Hunter Biden multi-million dollar jobs with foreign governments. That's what the call to Ukraine was all about. So this is an issue of national security. Joe Biden compromised the office of the vice president, and he jeopardized our national security. That's treasonous. And that's the talking point that we need to use when we're talking to our normie-con friends. You know, we need to tell them, like, when they're talking about 14-year-old girls and all that, be like, yeah, that's horrible, and I wouldn't doubt it. But let me tell you what the real issue is. And that's what it is. And Trump didn't have a lot of time in the last debate, I think, to go deep into this. I don't know if he knew how to. I think he did as good a job as he could. But this definitely was a point that should have been brought up, was the fact that Joe Biden compromised the security of this great nation. And Bannon, I think, is drawing attention away from that by posting Hunter's road hookers out online for everybody to see. I mean, honestly, Bannon, his mission was to crawl out of his scotch bottle and sabotage this whole thing, the Trump campaign, by posting these. I mean, this guy should really just sail off into the cirrhosis sunset of irrelevancy. You know, we don't care about Bannon anymore. He literally went to Europe and established this Judeo-nationalism in Europe. That's what he called it. The last time we even heard from Bannon, I mean, he was arrested on some Chinese billionaire's yacht. Remember that? Bannon was arrested for siphoning all kinds of money off of the Trump Build the Wall donation money. So he was taking donations in to build the wall, and he was going out and partying with it. Arrested on a yacht. This was a, let's see, what was it, a 152-long feed ship Lady May. That's the name of the yacht, I guess. And reportedly now it's up for sale for $28 million. I would imagine it's up for sale for paying for Bannon's legal fees when all of this hits the fan. But yeah, Bannon is definitely controlled opposition. And he's not doing us any good out there. Now, some people have asked, is Rush Limbaugh controlled opposition? I think he is to a point. I think Rush has evolved. He's gotten a lot better. He's definitely better than he was before the Trump presidency. But Rush does have a tendency to draw you in and give you enough truth to keep you interested and to get you all riled up, but he never draws you to the real issue, which is Jewish power, Jewish domination of our politics. Now, I was able to break through and get into the Rush Limbaugh show. I'm kind of famous for getting on the Rush show, or I used to be, and I haven't done it lately, as a caller. And I was able to get on there and hit him with some truth and get the audience aware of the USS Liberty. And we got a couple of minutes before the break. Mike, if it looks like we could fit that in, let's do that if we can. If not, we'll do it when we come back from the break. Can we get that in here? Oh, say, Mike, I was going to try to play the Rush Limbaugh clip before the break if we have time. But we're... All right.
Again, Todd, this is Jeremy in Mayfield, Kentucky. You are next on Open Line Friday. Hi.
Thanks for taking my call, Rush. Am I coming in loud and clear?
You are, sir. Hear you just fine.
Thanks. It's a $60 Samsung, so, you know, whatever. But, yeah, you know,
we all have our obstacles to bear in life, and you're overcoming this pretty well. I hear you pretty well.
Thank you. You know, I voted for Trump. I'm an avid Trump voter, and I'm America First in the most historic sense. And I'm an American patriot, so take that in context with my question here. How can the United States be allies with countries, and you mentioned this in the first part of your monologue, we're allies with Saudi Arabia and Israel. How can we be allies with Saudi Arabia when the Pentagon Papers released in 2016 showed that they funded 9/11? Also, Israel has attacked us in the past, like USS Liberty, we had the Levant affair. Can you clear that up for me?
Well, on the Saudi side, yeah, the Israelis spy on us, too. Everybody spies on everybody. You know, Jonathan Pollard, he was an Israeli spy that got caught, and the Israelis wanted him back unharmed. And we said, screw you. You know, we're your benefactor. You don't spy on us. And they said, yes, we do. And we're going to continue to spy because we can't trust anybody. We're Israel. And particularly when Democrats are in the White House, that's a factor. Now, when it comes to the Saudis, I want to share with you, because your question here...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind. You turned and you ran. Oh, yeah. Wolves lived right from my hands. Yeah, blue on black, tears on a river, push on a shove.
Welcome back to In Plain Sight here on Republic Broadcasting Network. This is your host, Jeremy from Kentucky. We just played a Rush Limbaugh clip of the last good call that I made to old Rush back in October of 2018. And the purpose of that call, of course, was not to engage Rush and debate him. He had an answer that he did on the fly. But the purpose of the call was to get his 30 to 40 plus million viewers to Google the USS Liberty. That literally was the purpose of the call. And I was able to get in there and stall him a little bit, talk about the phone and whatnot. See, there's a 15 or 20 second delay. So if they don't like the way the call is going, they can just dump it. But at this point, it would have looked silly to have dumped the call in the middle of the conversation. So they let it roll. And Rush's answer was pretty much spot on. You know, Israel spies on us too. He didn't really directly answer the USS Liberty question, of course, but he did bring up Jonathan Pollard. And, you know, many of our U.S. intelligence officers lost their lives because of Pollard. And so he did openly admit that, well, Israel does what it wants because we're Israel. So he's not wrong. And I spared you the whole answer about Saudi Arabia. He went on this 8-minute long rant about how the new Saudi regime is more liberal and the United States is trying to maintain good relations with them because they think it'll bring more democracy to the Middle East. And it really wasn't that great, so I didn't want to include it in the clip. But this is an example of getting into that controlled opposition and getting a red pill out there. And I think that's the approach that we need to use when we're talking to our normie-con friends. You want to get that information out and get them to questioning the narrative, get them to questioning their perceived reality of how the system is and how it works. I'll guarantee you that they've never heard of the USS Liberty. For a long time, I'd never heard of it till maybe about 4 years ago when Trump was campaigning and I started listening to alternative media, got into some RBN, and it was all just red pills from there. So, yeah. Anyway, if you have thoughts on the matter, you can tell me about some of your activities, give us a call. And I'm going to read that call-in number again. The, no, the 1-800 is 1-800-313-9443. But if you have free minutes on your cell phone, then it really would help the station a lot if you called the 512-248-8252 number. Give that number a call, and we'll chat. But otherwise, we're going to go on with content. So we covered Bannon and Rush, and apparently Joe Biden is saying that America is just an idea. It is not people. It is not culture. And he actually got a little backlash for this. This is FoxNews.com. Biden faces backlash for saying America was an idea that we've never lived up to. So this is the age-old talking point of, you know, America was supposed to be this great place where everybody could come and have all these good neoliberal ideas, but then we never did live up to that. We always treated the minorities wrong, and that's total malarkey. But anyway, the Fox News article goes on to say Joe Biden was facing intense backlash Wednesday night for referring to America as an idea that we've never lived up to. The Democratic nominee shared a clip from his interview on the podcast Unlocking Us with Bernie Brown, which was released earlier in the day. America was an idea, Biden said. We hold these truths to be self-evident. We've never lived up to it, but we've never walked away from it before. And I just think we have to be more honest. Let our kids know as we raise them what actually did happen. Acknowledge our mistakes so we don't repeat them. So to translate that, basically what that means is this whole concept of teaching the next generation that America was always evil was founded. It was founded on racism. It was a bunch of white nationalists that only wanted, you know, white men to vote. And this is what the left is going to do. This definitely is under the under a Biden and Kamala Harris presidency is what they would be pushing. Now, Trump has pushed back against this. He's pushed back against this indoctrination to his credit. And we know that Trump doesn't always do everything that we've wanted him to do. But his mere presence in the presidency has awakened people. It has caused this, it has caused people to question what they see, their perceived reality. Think about, would anybody be talking about the fake news media if we had a Hillary Clinton in office? You know, would we be knowing about the corruption of the FBI? You know, we're speaking of the Biden laptop. The FBI sat on that since December. And it turns out that when Trump made the phone call to the Ukraine, that's exactly what he was talking about. That's the corruption that he was asking them to investigate. And he was impeached for it. But actually, it was a legit phone call. So we'll get on this more on the other side of the break. Give me a call. Let me know what you think. This is Jeremy from Kentucky, In Plain Sight on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite. after about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor, I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Memory, your landline is burning holes. Recover the damage. Bring it all home. Follow the breeze, just like a summer song. And stay there forever. I try to remember. Come home. Memory, you gave me another note.
Plainside from Republic Broadcasting Network. This is your host, Jeremy from Kentucky. And I remember the good old days before I cared about politics. That was actually before fall of 2015, before Trump came down the escalator and got everything all stirred up. I was just trolling along, business as usual. Republicans, Democrats are all the same. Who cares? And then a political awakening occurred. And we have a guest on here that may be able to give us some insight into his political awakening. Patrick, do you remember the days before things were all shaken up when we were going along as business as usual?
Yeah, I remember the days going, listening to the jukebox, See You in September, and all those old songs, listening to the jukebox. Yeah, those were good times.
Wow, that was a good time that was a little bit longer ago than my good times. I'm talking about a jukebox.
Jukebox, that's right.
I think we had a jukebox in the early 90s. We had a jukebox in the pool room in the early 90s. But do you remember that? I mean, seriously, before 2015, even if you were politically aware, I mean, it wasn't anything like it's been for the last 4 years.
No, it is. And first of all, I just want to congratulate you on this show. I think it's a great day for our people. This will be a landmark day in history. Also, Amy Cohen, the Island Baby, was confirmed today. That's also important. But this show, it's a big deal. And not a moment too soon, because so much stuff is going to be going on. Things that we could not have, well, the people who imagined anything like this back in 2015 didn't imagine it like this. But there were people who were saying, yeah, the economy will be crashed, they're going to crash the economy, but it was always through, like, you know, Federal Reserve shenanigans or something, not through this virus hoax. I mean, the level of hoaxing, I mean they've reached levels that were in 2015 thought impossible. Did I mess up that meme completely?
You did it just
you're
fine.
You're much better with
I know. No, not at all. I mean, you're totally right. They literally crashed the economy, like, almost overnight, at least in a couple of months anyway. And, no, I mean, the last 4 years, you know, we've seen how the sausage is made. I didn't know what a national injunction was until just 3 years ago when Trump did his travel ban to the seven countries, and some judge out in the middle of wherever, was it Hawaii? Just some judge just said, no, mm-hmm. no, we're not having that. I didn't know a judge could do that. Of course, it went to Maryland. Was it Maryland? You're right.
One in Hawaii, one in Maryland. Yeah, there was one of one in Hawaii, one in Maryland. I can't remember which was which.
I had no idea that could happen. I never really thought the office of president was powerful, but who would have thought that just some judge could block a presidential executive order? And then, of course, it went to the Supreme Court, and, you know, months down the line, it just, you know, delayed everything. But every little thing that Trump has done has been challenged and delayed, and he's gotten some things done, and a lot of things he hasn't. But I think that in 2015 and in early 2016, we were so energized, we were so ready to see this system revolutionized, that we put a lot of expectation on this guy. And then when he didn't come through on a lot of things, whether it's through fault of his own ignorance in governing or just everybody standing against him, when he didn't come through, a lot of people got really down about it, jumped off the Trump train and started Trump bashing. And I can understand that. I can totally understand that. But I think that's what it was. There was such energy in the campaign that we expected this stuff to be changed overnight. Well, it's been decades. It's taken decades for them to take this kind of control, of domination rather. You know, for the Zionists to dominate our politics like this, it has taken a long time, and it's not going to be overturned overnight, and this is probably just stage one. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, so when you get a cancer screening for stomachs, there's a X-ray that you can have, and what they do is they have you drink a glass of, what is it, barium, and that coats the inside of your stomach and I guess gets into your large intestines or whatever. And then they can X-ray you, and they see the contours of your stomach, and they can see where you might have tumors or something. So what Trump is, and then if they find the tumors, then you can be operated on. Trump is not the surgeon. Trump is that barium. So the Trump presidency has given people, at least people who are wearing the X-ray vision glasses, it's given them the ability to see where the malignancies are, to see where the problems are. You know, I was a political science professor. I knew pretty well the Constitution, and I knew, the executive branch and the legislative branch and all of this. But the Trump presidency has really laid bare where the powers are and where the powers aren't. And you see how much power the media, for one, the judiciary as well, have, and say tech companies, have relative to the president. I mean, Trump has gotten almost nothing done. If he was more skillful, maybe he could have gotten more done. But he promised us winning, and he's really been losing. But I do think he's been trying. He's in over his head. Maybe there's some learning on the job. I'm voting for him not on the assumption that the second term's going to be better, but it might be better. There might have been some learning that's gone on, but I'm still voting for him.
Definitely four more years of the system reacting to Trump would be a good thing. And, you know, I was talking before about how, you know, they're trying to do cleanup now, that Biden and Harris are talking about, you know, re-educating the youth as America, as a failed idea. It's failed. It has to be, renovated. And, I had another headline pulled up too. Silicon Valley CEO sends emails to 100,000 businesses ordering them to vote Biden. This is according to Bloomberg. So we are really able to see big tech companies as they not only, you know, use their money and power to influence this election, that's election and influencing right there. Also, Bloomberg going down and paying all those felons fines so that they could vote, that's election meddling. But we're seeing also big tech coming together and censoring everyone online, starting with Andrew Anglin and then going all the way to the Proud Boys and just to regular normicon conservatives who happen to be pro-Trump. We're able to see this. I mean, this is major. I think people are talking now, even on Twitter. And I heard you and Mark Collett talking about how people are openly talking on Twitter. They're like, Twitter cannot contain this Biden laptop suppression. So many people are talking about it, they can't contain it, right? So we're able to see that. I mean, four more years of this, please.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, you know, you were talking about the America being founded as an idea, according to Biden, which is nonsense. It was founded by, you know, the founders founded it for themselves and the people and the their posterity, meaning their descendants. And so looking back at it 240 years later, people want to read into it, oh, they were so racist white men. But actually, when you consider the late 1700s, the bulk of Europe, the states were run for the benefit of the monarch. You know, it had divine right of kings. And the outside of Europe, it was, you know, some other version of it, some Asiatic or African version of it. Nobody was even running societies for the benefit of the people and their posterity. So that was a great leap forward. And the idea that there was something wrong with a nation running itself or a state running itself for the benefit of its own people, I mean, that was a massive leap forward. That there was nothing wrong with that. And, you know, the narrative now is that, oh, well, it was evil because the people there were white, and so it was excluding people in India. It was excluding people in, you know, Tierra del Fuego or Kamchatka. And, of course, to the extent that you had another group, another non-European group in here, that was evil. So we're evil for having Africans who, you know, really we shouldn't, when I say we, plantation owners shouldn't have purchased labor from Jewish slave traders, but that was the way of the world back then. But at the same time, we're not having people from India or China come over and work. Well, that was evil too. So like in retrospect, they're damned if they do, they're damned if they don't. But in reality, running a society, at least in principle, for the benefit of the people and their posterity was, you know, it was a massive leap forward from, you know, the preceding centuries and millennia, really. Don't you think so? Maybe I'm off base, but I think so.
No, I mean, definitely it was. And the founding fathers, you know, did realize that the Africans needed to be freed. They had the American Colonization Society. There was a legit effort to want to put the Africans back, you know, recolonize them to Africa with supplies, like with, you know, in a humane way. And, you know, these men weren't thinking in the terms that we would think of it today, just kick them out and best of luck to you. I think that they really were wanting to, they saw a problem and they wanted to solve it. Of course, that's not how it worked out. You know, the African-Americans stayed here, and then they ended up getting civil rights. But that was the turning point. You know, the 1960s was the turning point where the Jewish-dominated establishment used the black populace and tried to turn us all against each other in fighting. We could have went forward from the 60s and lived in harmony, but that was not what the establishment wanted. Hey, Patrick, we do have a call from John from South Carolina. Would you like to stay on and we'll take this call?
Okay, I'll stay on, but go
if not,
I'll just stay in the background and mind my own business.
Well, if you want to jump in there, just jump right in. So bring on the caller, Mike. John from South Carolina?
Yeah. You're talking about, you know, you don't ever get the whole story. It always buttonheads into nothing. It's just news for the sake of selling news, you know. I agree. In the case of Bannon, I think it was a hit job. I mean, he was busy with a man named Guo trying to take over the CCP. Guo paid him $1 million to take over the CCP and establish a new government. So, I mean, you know, it could have been a hit job, or it could have been, or maybe Bannon did break the law. But what's been happening lately is that the feds have busted nobody that's really done anything wrong. I mean, you know, it seems like a hit job, but it, you know, Bannon may be guilty of something. But I think as hard as he works and as much as he sticks his neck out, I don't know if he's really trying to sell somebody out or has any other, you know, alternative plan. You know, I'm a big Bannonite, but case in point is like, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying my whole take on it was, you know, innocent until proven guilty. I mean, you know, he has pled innocent, I think, to the charges of siphoning wall donations. My criticism was, why is he publishing these pictures of hookers of Hunter Biden when that's not the real story? The real story is the corruption that Joe Biden, you know, was using his position of influence to get Hunter Biden multi-million-dollar gigs. That was my thing. I'm like, couldn't Bannon have focused on that instead of the hookers?
Yeah, they're trying to excite the, you know, it's like all these emails that, you know, he took kickbacks with his dad, and they printed them on Bannon's feed, and they're kind of, you know, any Fed that was interested in busting somebody, that's enough evidence, you know, to put 10 people in jail on his emails. But the feds are interested. The FBI already has the fact that, you know, Joe was sending his son over there. But, you know, Pelosi's son is over there doing scavenger capitalism on Ukraine. And, you know, all of them are. That's the whole purpose of everybody in Washington, is to get their friends and family involved in profit, you know, taking kickbacks all around the world. And, but the fact that he's got the laptop, and it really is, you know, basically a crackhead out of his mind left the family secrets. And you're right, they're not presented any real evidence of, you know, child molestation or pornography. But they keep claiming, you know, they got something up their sleeve. They just hadn't revealed it yet. But it may be just Biden, you know, a crackhead with some grown-up hookers, you know, but that's personal politics. But just think about if it was one of Trump's sons. They would put every single video on the, you know, they'd put every bit of dirt they could find. They wouldn't care. And they would call it child porn, even though it was, you know, they would do the whole nine yards. So Bannon, being a street fighter, knives out, you know, guns up guy, you know, he's hitting back with the same poison that personal politics presents, you know, dirt. Give us dirty laundry. We don't care about no, you know, B&5 kickback with Moscow. We got to have the spicy, salacious stuff. And just the fact that there's naked pictures on there, you know, they're just dressing them up, you know, that could lead to child porn. So sensationalism, you know, using the sensationalism to deliver perhaps an investigation into the kickbacks. But the
compromise,
this is a major compromise. I mean, you know, that's enough to put somebody away, you know, for the rest of their life. You know, all his partners were in jail.
Well, we got a break coming up. Hang on, John. We got a break coming up. We'll see you on the other side of the break. If you want to hang on, we'll keep discussing this on In Plain Sight.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Back to the show. Welcome back to In Plain Sight. Your host, Jeremy from Kentucky. We have John from South Carolina. John, we do have one more caller. I appreciate your perspective on Bannon. If you have a couple of parting words, we'll get on to the next caller.
Yeah. I want to pose one question. What is Paul Ryan doing on the board of Fox? What makes every single board of media has a plant, possibly from the globalist. That's all.
Yep. Good point. Murph from Wisconsin.
That question.
Oh. Okay. To answer that question, he's on the board because Fox News is the ultimate controlled opposition, and he's been against Trump and this whole turning the government around to begin with. So Paul Ryan is all about pushing back against the Make America Great Again agenda.
Yeah, and Dobbs said Lindsey nobody should vote for him. He's trying to throw the Senate for the left. So, you know, like Fox's tweets say, you know, what the heck's going on over there? What's going on over there is that the controlling interest of that Fox is Disney owned. It's a parent company of it, and so we got fake news. That's all we got. We don't have any major media. We got deplatformed in New York Post and the whole. So in 3 days in New York City, everybody's supposed to be off the street. I mean, election day, So, pandemonium is going to happen. It's going to happen. Both sides have decided to not contest the election. Both sides said they're going to contest it no matter what happens. So, wow, we got a big barn burner coming.
That we do, John.
That's all I got.
I appreciate the call, my friend. Call back tomorrow night. Murr from Wisconsin.
Oh, hi, Jeremy. I'm sorry to call so late. So good to hear you and Patrick and John there. Yeah, it's all controlled opposition to some extent, but yet there's a lot of light in the tunnel, and it's not just another oncoming train, I don't think. You know, I think we're really, what Trump wants to go after since 2012 at least, is when he was public about it, was after the perverts and fast trial and quick death. And to get to that, you have to keep exposing where this is going on. And, Hunter, that it's not just prostitutes, it's children. This has to all come out. And I don't know if you remember the bloody mattresses there on Epstein's Island and all that. It's so much worse than anyone wants to admit, and that's what they're trying to hide. But I want to call in later this week and talk to you about Pollard and about the two Jew trolls and how Obama handled Anna Biden, the one in 2015, and then how Trump handled the one as soon as he got in office. And there's got to be a multitude of these guys because they do international criminal stuff and get away with it, you know. But I'll send you information on that, and I'll call back in one night if you have time for me. Okay, thank you. Thank you for the show.
Well, thanks for calling, Murr. And thanks for setting up our chitango. And this has been a great first show. Thanks, everybody, for participating. Thank you, Mike. We'll see you tomorrow inside Public Broadcasting Network.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Prepare yourself!